The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
here. Hey, watch it, watch
it. Okay, okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
Dwarf, wake up! Wake up, Dwarf!
Oh, time to go!
Time to go! Come on, let's go!
Broadcasting from his studio in Kelvin. A time portal opens, bringing the old and new worlds together. Featuring Drunken Dwarf and Jesus Billabuns with their Narathian Weather Report. This is NORATH Tonight with your host, General Silverwing.
And now, Online Gaming Radio proudly brings you the only show broadcasting live from Killathan in EverQuest 2. With the Drunken Dwarf and Cheese and Nibblebuns bringing you the Far Back Weather Report, this is NORATH Tonight with Jethel Silverwing.
Yes, the only show coming to you live from EverQuest 2!
With the Drunken Dwarf and Cheesy Nibblebuns bringing you the Far Back Weather Report!
This is NORATH Tonight with Jethel Silverwing!
Brothers and sisters! Welcome to NORATH Today!
Hey, wait a minute, doesn't Jethel host this show?
Yeah, you're right! Hit it! Online Gaming Radio now presents the only show broadcasting live from NORATH EverQuest 2!
With the Drunken Dwarf and Cheese and Nibblebuns in the Far Back Weather Report!
This is the all-new NORATH Today with Jethel Silverwing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today to pay tribute to a man,
an elf,
a mentor who was assassinated!
What's going on? Guys, what's going on?
What the hell?
Jethel, you're alive!
Oh,
what the hell, Jethel? I'm so glad they told us you'd been assassinated!
Assassinated? No, I changed classes. I'm trying out being an assassin.
Oh, well, that's completely different! Hit it! It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio!
All right, back off, everyone! I'm taking over the show!
Cheese it! What are you doing?
I said back off!
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours.
Cheese it!
Go tonight.
I have ears and tails, and I don't know what to put here. I'm taking over the show tonight.
Get it started! Back off! I got a tonga! I'm not afraid to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
percutaneable, percutaneable. This is what we call
the Cheese and Nibblebuns Show.
Oh, Jesus locked us in a closet and he's taking over the show. What could happen? Oh!
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio.
It's time to ditch your raincoat.
wonderful show tonight.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, gentle show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
merchantable, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is Jethel Silverwing and the Jethel Silverwing Show for the 25th of May, 2010. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of my loins, the baker of cookies, the tailor of fine armors, and the girl downstairs, the reason we have a mature audience morning at the top of the show is Uncle Jenna!
Breathe, for God's sakes, alien greetings.
Boy, can you tell that CPAP machine is working?
Good Lord.
I'm actually getting my brain back. As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel, guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org/show. All right. How are we doing today, Elkman?
Good.
Yeah, doing good. Enjoying that worldwide travel thing we got going on here?
Yeah, it was a breeze getting over to Hallis.
Oh, yeah. You just click on the thing and click Frost Fantasy. Yeah. They're pretty cool. I'm actually kind of insulted right now.
Why?
Because I have a friend who, you know, I log in, she blows me a kiss, and I'm like, hey, it's showtime. Tune in. OnlineGamingRadio.com. And she's like, I can't. It's the American Idol finale. Oh, boy. Now we can watch and see Simon Cowell say bye-bye. Who the hell is Simon Cowell anyway? Before American Idol, what the hell did he do?
I don't know.
I just want to walk up to him on the street, slap him across the face, and go, who the hell do you think you are, really? But anyway, I digress.
Big time.
Big time. With us this week, one of the major players in the EverQuest fan site communities, the High Priestess of Trade Skilling.
Woo!
Dun, 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 dun. From EQTraders.com, Jen Mother!
Good evening, everyone.
How are we doing this week?
Doing pretty well, and yourself?
I'm doing good. I have to ask, how are you feeling? I know you have the fibromyalgia. How are you feeling? That good, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's been a crazy few weeks. It's comes, it goes, it's doing okay. But it's been a really busy time lately with the site and everything, so I'm about ready to curl up in a corner and take a nap.
Oh, I'm sure. Always, you know, when they have a new area coming up, new trades, new recipes, stuff like that, I'm sure you're just a busy little halfling.
Yeah, that's a bit of an understatement, especially with this one. It's the only non-expansion that took 8 articles on my site in order to write up everything on it. And I missed several things. That was just the crafting and housing stuff, and that was 8 separate articles.
Damn.
Yeah.
She's got everything you want to know about Hallis.
EQ Trader.
Well, it's hard.
EQ2.EQTraders.com. Remember to put that S after EQ Traders. EQTraders.com. Because if you just go to EQTrader.com, that brings you to some kind of a gold buying website, which, of course, we do not recommend. Matter of fact, it is against the user agreement. Don't do it. I personally just logged into the game. I mean, I haven't even gotten to Hollis yet. I'm in the Frostfang Sea. So I'm checking this out, you know, same time as everyone else here. Or actually, a lot of you have probably checked out a lot more than I have at this point. So what is it done? This is supposed to be part of Velios, isn't it?
Sort of. It splintered off. They were lost. Who knows where? There's a whole bunch of lore that you will get while you do the quests out there. But it got splintered off, and they were lost. They were still fighting their enemies, the Rygor orcs. Mm-hmm. And, well, Mithanael Marr decided he'd been grieving for his sister long enough and wanted some symbol of her presence back in the world. So he rescued the Kol'dane and created this nice little area for them, and the barbarians and the dwarves, regular dwarves, have also moved in. But it's basically because of Mithmar they've been rediscovered and connected to the rest of the world.
Right. Yeah, I'm standing in front of the what was this called? The Karis of the Huntress, something like that. Karis of the Huntress. That's the memorial to Illyrissi. I'm standing in front of that right now. It's gorgeous. It really is.
Speaking of Illyrissi, hit M for your map and see the name of what part of the map you are on.
Frostfang C9. Oh, they're calling the new continent Aurolus.
Yes.
Aurolus.
I like it.
I just noticed that a while ago, and I went, oh.
I like it.
And the continent is Aurolus.
Yes.
I know one of the questions you probably get in the last year or so is, what happened to the recipes? the database. I'm sorry, I had to bring it up.
Yeah. Well, as a good example of what happened to the database, Mastercrafted armor was changed again today, especially the upper tiers. The tier 9, for example, added a yellow adornment slot to it, added resists. Some tweaks happened elsewhere. But if you think back onto how many times crafted blank has changed in the last few years, and then you add to that, okay, you crafted armor, you crafted weapons, not to mention the jewelry, not to mention the entire spell revamp and everything renamed for that.
Right.
We had to go through so much just when the no subcombines thing went in. And it burnt me out. It burnt out my volunteers. I ended up with only a couple people left doing data entry, and it was just so time consuming. And so we'd start putting on these pushes, and I was getting most of the information on my own. Going in on the crafters that I had leveled up and pulling the information, and then I was entering it and fact-checking and so forth. And the harder I worked, it seemed the faster things changed. And so it was only ever about 20% accurate, if that. And it got so that I was absolutely hating it. I was hating the site. I was ready to just delete everything and throw it all away because it was doing horrible things to my health from the stress and everything else.
Right.
And I finally realized that the recipes are available in-game for the people that craft it, and it's easy enough to ask a crafter, okay, well, I want this, what do I need for it?
Mm-hmm.
When you find a crafter that you make something for you. That was actually the least of what I actually should be doing. And to let it eat up so much time and so much stress was getting ridiculous with so many changes.
Well, it's not like it was an EQ1. In EQ1, you had to experiment. You really didn't know what was going to work.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And here, you have it all handed to you when you go and you scribe your recipe books.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot different, and I just decided that I'd rather focus on the trade skill guides, on the fashion gallery, on the furniture gallery, and things like that.
Now, is the EverQuest 1 site still being updated on a regular basis?
It's still going. It's being updated as needed. It doesn't need it as much, except at expansion time.
Mm-hmm.
There's only so much going on there, you know, at any given time. But it's still going strong. It's got a much more active forum community there. And they're still going strong.
No, that's one of the reasons I stopped doing EQ Rangers. So, you know, we went to EQ2, and it's like, well, this is all handed to you here. as far as recipes and stuff like that. I mean, one of the reasons I created EQ Rangers was no one really had an all-in-one site for recipes, quest guides. Here's where you go and here's what you do type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, I actually had a script all set up, so I had a, I guess you can call it a combination script. Okay, this arrowhead with this shaft and this knock and these fletchings does this.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, and you needed it back then.
Oh, yeah. But definitely don't need that kind of thing in EQ2, I don't think. Not with everything just laid out for you like that. But, you know, I wasn't bringing that up to say, hey, what happened? You're supposed to be doing... No. I completely understand. I mean, I know why you stopped doing it.
Yeah.
I completely understand, and, you know, God bless you. I mean, all the work you've put in over the years. Just want to give you a big old hug. I mean, I did at the fanfare, but...
Yes, you did.
Give you a big old hug, swing you around, and give you a piece of jum-jum pie. Just, you've done more work than was necessary. You've gone beyond the call of duty in what you've done at EQ Traders.
I enjoy doing it. At least most of the time I enjoy doing it. And I really enjoy the people that I meet because of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was knowing that I've helped people.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of the fan site folks don't get paid for this crap. You know,
I run at a loss.
What's that?
I run at a loss. I have for years. Mm-hmm. I can't even claim it as a business anymore. They call it a hobby because it's run at a loss for so long.
Yeah.
I keep on going, though.
Well, I think we have a... Trola from the Unrest server wants to know if level 90s can buy booze again. I haven't found a booze merchant. Ale merchant. I can just go back to the guild hall and check ours.
I put an answer in channel and said supposed to be able to.
Okay, I will check that out, and yeah, we will have a definite answer. So I'll just go to our bartender and check. Sorry about that. I know I've been rambling on and not paying attention to the channel. I mean, heaven forbid we actually pay attention to our guest. Sometime this summer we're going to have a beach party here at the Legion of Kithakor Hall, and I want you to come.
Sounds good.
Yes, they did fix it. I can now buy alcohol.
Yay!
Let me see if there's anything new.
There should be.
I don't see anything new at our on our merchant. Not that I know, anyway. Canteen of Purified River Water, was that there?
Yeah. Okay. You're looking for things with Alice.
Terran Whiskey. Nope, I don't see anything new. Well, there might be in the merchants around the world, but not at my, not at our bartender on the guild hall. So
it was more that for a while they couldn't buy any booze.
Right.
And the patch note explanation was something about Ronfear not being defeated yet, anyhow, anywhere, and that. That was being blamed for the lack of alcohol or something like that.
I see.
It was a cute little patch note. I don't remember at all because, well, those patch notes were huge.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or as I say, ginormous.
Yeah. I was listening a little bit to Delmon and Xanadi at EQ Tuesday, and they're like, you know, we normally go through the patch notes, but there's too much. Simply too much to go through. Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't realize that you get messages that if, you know, somebody else has an item of yours and you change and they move,
you get mail.
You get a notice. I didn't realize that.
Santania,
one of our guildmates here and good friend, apparently has already moved to Hollis. Ow, I just stubbed my toe. Ow. I have ingrown toenails as it is. And then you stub your toe and you're basically driving your nail through your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Ow. So thank you, Santania, for the yummy crushed canar nutsap. Wow, that could sound really wrong. You know that? Wow. Jethro's going to be eating nut sap. Oh, nut snap. Nut snap, sorry. And that doesn't sound any better. I hope there's no subliminal message in that.
And not touching that with a 10-foot whatever.
With a nutcracker?
Yeah.
Not touching that with a nut snapper. All right.
It sounds like a goblin. A clan of goblins, the nut snappers.
The nut snappers, oh, God.
Really, I could see a band of goblins doing that.
The nut snappers. Why not the nut kickers? Here we go.
No, nut snapper sounds so much better.
Well, that just sounds like the name of a guild for all females. The nut snappers.
Maybe of all gnomes. Female gnomes.
Female.
Well, they could, they're right, they could reach. See, it's right there within reach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. I'm out here in Nictoulis looking for the Druid Ring.
The new Druid Ring.
Yeah, I'm
far,
up in Valley.
Far northwest corner.
Northwest corner, she says.
Yeah, Valley of the Lost Souls. Right? That's far northwest. That's where that...
Oh, is that where that quest brought us out? By the Griffin Tower out there? Maybe I'm wrong.
No, that's
the Griffin Tower.
I know nothing.
I'm still wandering through here.
You know, I used to know stuff. I have to agree with what Xanadai said on Iggy Tuesday about this world map that you now bring up to go to different locations. That's kind of big. I mean, I'm running at... What resolution am I running at here? 1600 by 1200, I believe. And if I was running any... I mean, this is like EverQuest 1 original spellbook kind of big. Know what I mean? Open it up, can't see anything else. That's kind of large. I'm sure the folks at EQInterface.com are working on that.
Can you resize it?
Well, I don't know. I haven't had a chance to mess around with it.
Hey, I think I found it. Finding people out here.
Woo, people.
I'm working my way around.
All right.
This is usually the higher end part of Nictoulis, if I remember right.
Yeah, with the Nightfall Giants.
Right. Oh. Valley of the Dead. I'm getting up there. Apparently, they're having problems. The one in Nictua Forest is supposedly done. It is not sending people to the next one yet. I think it's just overloaded because all these people are asking the NPC to send me on, and it's not working.
Hmm.
Or they may have just kind of flipped the switch, because, man, that didn't take very long at all.
Okay.
Oh, this person's coming down this road. They're going that way. I'm going to try to
go. Okay, well, the bell and the sinking sand carpet now does the exact same thing. What about the guild hall portal wizard?
And I see rocks that are got leaves all over them out here.
Huh.
That's part of the quest harvestables, yes.
Okay, well, the portal wizard and the spires now do the exact same thing as well. So
yeah, you can get rid of a few amenities.
Yeah, not like I'm worried about it. Got so much saved up in the herb right now, it isn't funny. What about the druid girl here? Much less.
Keeper of lost souls.
The Keeper of Lost Souls. Is that the Undertaker?
No.
If you hail him, does he go,
"Rest in peace"?
No, huh?
Let's see what I can pull up on tracking. I've got to be close.
Isn't it fun being on my show? There's no interview involved. What are you up to right now? What are you doing in game?
I'm running around Nictoulis Forest on test.
Aha.
And I'm in the test channel, I'm in the Guck channel, and I've done several fights already while I've been running around and talking. And
Oh, now
admiring my little kitty, too.
You got one of the cat mounts?
New claim items. No, claim
items. Oh, there's a new claim item. Let me see here.
Yes, it's claim. Freebie. From market. Sorry, it's under Marketplace.
Oh, it's under the Marketplace.
Yes.
Whoop, not Marketplace. Marketplace. Oh, a Frostfell kitten. A Frostpaw kitten. Well, we need to get that.
Yeah, that's free until the 28th. People just have to log on their different alts and claim them.
All right, so people, if you want a Frostpaw kitten, let's see what he looks like here. Oh, cannot be viewed in the dressing room. I'll just have to buy it here.
He's little blue-eyed,
oh,
white,
Lord.
Lynx-type kitty.
All right.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's really laggy up here.
Too many people on AB?
Oh, yeah. I found it.
Oh, it's a pet. Oh, God, no.
What?
I'm not going to have this thing following me around.
It's a little white kitty.
No. No, okay. No, 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 no. I can see, like, Santania having that, you know, having a cute little fluffy kitty following you around. No. I do have a gray stray cat that follows me around enough. But that's a manly cat.
Ow. He just
cat.
Like the pretty, the little, pretty blue eyes.
He just looks up to... The cat that usually follows me around gets into battle with me. I pick him up and throw him at people. Just like oh no, I'm all out of spells it already. Give me the cat!
That was one of the first rules in a house that I used to live in full of gamers when I was working back at Syracuse University. Don't never say- throw a loaded cat.
Take a cat, stuff him full of catnip, and just throw him. I like doing that on Sundays. It's part of my Sunday routine. Just start cooking the bacon up. You know, Sundays is usually pancakes and bacon. My special pancakes, my evil pancakes, I might say. Hun, do you think my pancakes are evil?
Only when I put peanut butter on them.
Anyway, I do, what I do is I don't, you know, make your normal pancake. I basically shallow fry them. So I think my pancakes more closely resemble fried dough. It's very, very bad for you because, you know, it's kind of greasy. But, they're good. Urson and Santania can attest to that. They've had my evil pancakes. They're good. Santania says she wants my pancakes. That can be taken probably a couple of ways. And I want to know what Cheddarella is doing lounging around the Guild Hall. Get out there to Hollis. It's your hometown. You're going to Hollis. You're a barbarian. Why are you here? Anyway. What was I about to do? Oh, yes. I have to check out a few things here. First off, we need to take our usual jaunt over to abevagoda.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Abe Vagoda is alive. If you go to abevagoda.com, Den Mom, all it is a picture of the actor Abe Vagoda and status whether or not he's alive. It's funny.
If you say so, okay.
Abe Vagoda is like one of the one of the oldest living actors in Hollywood. Man, this dude's old. Anyway. Do we have any birthdays this week? I don't think I remember seeing any on Facebook. Facebook.com? Let's see. Hon, do you know of any birthdays? Anniversaries?
Show's anniversary.
What's that?
Yeah.
Your show's anniversary.
Yes, of course. This is the 3-year anniversary of the Jethel Silverwing Show. We've been so busy talking about Hollis, I completely forgot. This is our 3-year anniversary. of, oh, I should say, the 3-year anniversary of the Gentle Silverwing Show. Of course, I appeared on EQ Tuesday a couple of times before that. Let me take a look here. I'm going to look through my files. Shows. The first show I have recorded here, May 22nd, 2007. 3 years.
I had a quest in my quest journal that old.
What's that?
I had a quest in my quest journal that old.
Oh.
I finally finished it.
God, I have thrown out so many quests.
They're going to have to slow these rings down. Gonna have to.
Slow the rings out?
Yeah, the building of them. How are you even supposed to get enough tokens to buy anything when they're done so quickly?
Well, once they're all done, they will open up all of them for repeatable quests so people can earn more tokens in the next update. But they also plan on tweaking the timing on them. Because, for example, people have hundreds and hundreds on test of the tokens, and they're not finished. But AB, who got it today, a couple of days
everybody's
after
moving,
tests, are done.
Everybody's moving off to Enchanted Lands, which is the next one. I mean, this one out here is done, supposedly. There's an NPC out here that will transport you to the next one. And the best way I can explain this, it's just south of the entrance to the Obelisk of Lost Souls. There's a Keeper of Lost Souls out there. And it's just south of that. Just go up there and go south. You'll find it. And it's also where a Trent by the name of R-U-L-I-N-T-H-U-S is located. He's out here for another quest. There's a bunch of undead halflings and dwarfs out here, vengeful souls. It's the Leatherfoot brigade with the ghosts of the Leatherfoot. That's where that's at. And I'm going to go back to Hollis.
Yeah, you know, I have a hard time trying to do stuff in game and do the show at the same time, so I'm probably going to miss the whole damn thing.
No, well, I mean, as far as bringing them up, yeah, I'll probably miss them too, because I'm heading back to Hollis because I have something special to do.
Okay, well, where do you find the merchants for these tokens, or are they just city tokens?
Go ahead.
Merchants will be at the rings.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to go to a ring then. And
don't I just summon you up here?
Okay, let's get
jump
in a
group with me, and I'll summon you up here.
Yeah, because it's only the damaged rings. It's not the currently ones that you are used to going to. This is ones that they're adding to the network.
Okay. So I will put you right in front of the merchant that's got the tokens. You can take a look. I like the one. There's a house item in there that is a copy of the Druid ring.
Mm-hmm.
The new one, the darker one, I think that's pretty cool.
They'll have multiple versions.
There is? Oh.
There will be.
Ooh.
Each of the new rings will have slightly different items, and the one item that was mentioned by Windslasher was versions of that ring.
Mm.
That is all we know, because now AB is ahead of test. And test was where we were getting our information for the last 2 days. So, I'm kind of iffy on details, but expect more. Stuff! Okay. Things!
I'm great. Did that work?
No, I don't seem to be being summoned to you.
I can't do it.
I'm not going anywhere. You weren't in combat or anything, would you?
No!
Okay, well...
You try.
Okay, what?
You try from your end. And then I'm going to jump...
I just want to see on the merchants...
There's a white granite one?
That's the Enchanted Lands one.
Yeah.
I just want to see... Okay, I seem to be teleporting to you. I don't know why the summons didn't work. But I just want to see if there's anything on those merchants that, you know, be like, oh my god, I can't live without this. I have to go get some tokens. Or can I just blow it off?
It's pretty cool. Angela Correa's birthday was on the 23rd. Forgot about that.
Oh, all right then. Angela Correa was on the 23rd, and she says their anniversary was on the 19th.
Yeah, we already sent out the anniversary people. When you're here, let me know. I'm going to jump through the... You are? Okay. Turn around due to a Tenarian supply officer right here is the token merchant.
Ah, okay, let's take a look.
And I'm going to go over here to this guy in red. Where is he? Well, he was here a minute ago.
Okay, so this can be this druid ring here could be used to replace the druid ring in the guild hall. No, wait, huh. We need the druid ring in the guild hall, actually.
Right.
Those are different locations.
Okay, well, there was an NPC here in the ring that if you talked to him, he was red, would have ported you to the next one. He's gone.
Hmm.
But the next one is in Enchanted Land somewhere.
Impeccable beauty. Female mannequin.
So. I'm still going to go back to Hallis.
Now, most of this stuff seems to be the same stuff that was on the the spire. You know, when the spires were being built.
Well, yeah, except for a few other items that I saw there. There's a bush, there's a tree, there's a ring that I saw that was like, oh, and the mannequin.
The Jewel of Balance. What is this supposed to do?
Those jewels are lights, I believe. I have something.
Mantle. Appearance only weapon.
Now, this is going to be interesting since I'm up here and I'm heading to... Where am I? Here I am.
Oh.
I'm heading to one of the griffins at the Tower of...
Now, one thing I am noticing here is they have Wayfarer's boots at this location. I bet the rest of the armor is spread out between, you know, from the rings.
Okay, I'm going to go to Namar Ascent Griffin. I'm going to see if I can catch that griffin. It'll probably only take me to Butcher Block, though, but I'll see if the griffin will give me a choice.
Alrighty. So while you're doing that, happy birthday, Angela Coria. Here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
Later on tonight, at least we hope so anyway, EverQuest 2 community manager Kiara should be joining us.
She's going to try.
She's going to try her best. She's
takes her a while to get home. She's got traffic to go through. But she wishes to tell us a happy anniversary and hello to everybody in case she does not make it. And I think her safety is more important than her... Yeah, you know, running everybody off the freeway just to get here.
No, she will make it or else.
You should have sent her down a Hummer to run everybody over. Wow.
Of course, well, she's got to come here and ban us all from the forums. Come on.
That'll be nice.
I've been banned from the forums before. It's okay.
I haven't.
You haven't? Of course not. You're nice. I'm not.
No.
I'm a heartless prick.
Yeah, well, I get to snog on her. You don't get to.
But,
I do, too.
You snog her, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. We're snoggins.
Can I take pictures?
No.
Oh, sorry.
You can just picture it in your mind. We have to take pictures. We charge you. So, anyway, I'm heading back to Hollis. Should I tell them?
Who do I hail here to be sent to the next one?
He's gone, hon.
Oh, bastard.
He was an NPC in red. He was red. Let's put it that way.
In red or was red?
He was highlight. He was a red named. I mean, you know.
The Defender of Growth, maybe?
Huh?
Nothing. There is someone here called the Defender of Growth. Paladin of Tenere, he's a level 100 epic.
Okay, that's him. I didn't know. Where'd he move to?
He's outside the ring right now.
Ah, okay. Well, he's the one that will port you to the Enchanted Lands.
Well, somebody's fighting him, so he's not... Stop
attacking him. It's only on AB.
Well, that's why he got moved. Somebody fought him out of the ring. Well, in the meantime, I was hanging out in Hollis, checking out the areas, and I found this gnome. And I picked her up, and I shook her real hard, and I got all these sparklies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Shiny.
I got shinies. I have...
What are you going to do with these shinies?
Well, I'm going to find me a place to go squirrel away somewhere in Hollis. And when I tell you to, whoever finds me...
Well, don't tell them until you're in place. Tell people they're going to find you.
Fast! Nobody can catch me. Well, except for a rat, but we won't talk about that.
Yes?
I'm running. So anyway, when we say so, you come find me. I will give you a choice between 1 and 6. You pick a number, and I will give you a complete set of the guild shinies. The guide shinies, they're handing out. One set. You can only find me once, and as soon as I'm found, I will go move someplace else, and we'll do it again until I'm all out. How's that?
There's a request for which instance you're in, or do they have to guess?
No, I will tell you which instance I'm in.
You just gotta find a good hiding place.
Okay. I am in Hollis 1.
Mm-hmm.
Come find me.
In Hollis 1, somewhere in Hollis, if you find El Quinjena, she will ask you to choose between 1 and 6.
Yes.
And you will get a complete set of one of the new collections.
Yes.
On the Antonia Bell server, of course. Okay, the Defender of Growth is no longer attacking someone. There we go. Now I can go somewhere.
And you can switch instances. Just run and change instances. Zone into a house and zone back out.
Yeah.
That would give you a chance to visit one of the new housings.
Okay, I asked the guy to send me somewhere, and, he's probably broken now because somebody attacked him and pulled him out of the ring. No one else can use him either.
At least not for the moment.
And, of course, as long as people keep hailing him, he won't move.
Yeah, he probably has to recycle. Oh, you found a new emote today, didn't you?
Yes. Well, it doesn't seem to be working, though. If you go into your socials window, hit previous to page 13, you will see sit chair. The description on it says uses emote voice. So it's supposed to say something, but when I hit it, I don't hear anything. Maybe I'm broken. Maybe it's bugged. Let me turn up.
No, I don't hear nothing either. And it, you know.
No, and the only thing that it... the only thing that comes up on the screen is says, Jethel takes a seat.
Yep. But, hey, that's more than before.
Yep. So, I don't know what it's supposed to do. But it says it's supposed to do something in voice. I don't know. Doesn't seem to be working.
And if nobody finds me within a couple more minutes, we'll start giving hints.
Find El Quinjena. Get a collection set. Can I go find you?
No.
Come on.
No.
I don't have a collection set.
We'll see, but no.
Hmm?
No.
All right. And we'll And we'll say hello to Win-Win, who has just sent me a tell. Hello, Win-Win.
Hi, Win-Win.
Win-Win-Win. Win-Win-Win. Win-Win, the pretty pink princess. Who is also going
to fanfare.
Are you going to fanfare, Mom?
I sure am.
Fanfare!
Does this mean we get to serenade you again?
Oh, dear, no.
You damn near passed out. I swear, you were going down.
She was. She was having a hard time. You freaked me out bad.
So hard.
Oh, my God. You freaked me out so bad. I was thinking, all I could think of was, Adam's going to kill us. Yeah, it's to her. Breathe. Please.
So for those of you that don't know what happened, we're there during the live quest. We see Den Mom come down the hall.
Wait. Huh? Back what? Up. We what? Were doing the live quest as only yes. the Legion of Kithacor could do it, loud and proud. We were singing at the top of our lungs. We broke into the time warp. So we're all hyped up. And then, I'll pick it up and go.
And then, come strolling down the hall, is the Den Mother. So we point around and we just start singing, the Den Mom has got it going on. And she's dying. She turned beet red.
It was 10
I
or 12 of us.
I fell laughing, literally.
Because 10 it was or 12 just, of us.
Yeah, we had like a dozen of us singing to you. And God, she grabbed onto the pillar she was next to. And I swear she was going down.
Yeah, well, you already knew that song makes me blush.
Of course.
And to hear that many people sing it, surrounded by live questers, was a little...
Oh, the whole place stopped and turned towards... So we were doing that all day, making everybody stop and stare at us anyway, so...
That's what we do. It's our job.
Oh, yeah, and then every once in a while we'd yell, squirrel! Real loud, look all over the place, and you'd have to watch up to get that one anyway.
I've seen that part of Up. I haven't seen the whole thing yet.
We were having a good time.
Oh, we were just happened. We weren't even drinking yet.
Now, God, what would you have done if I had gotten up on stage and sang the Den Mom song?
Hidden?
She would have hidden. She would have gotten behind the house ogre and just hidden from everyone.
Okay, nobody's
or at least tried to.
Nobody's found me yet.
No one's found her. Is anyone looking for her?
I don't know.
Look for Elquin and get a...
Should I give him a little hint?
Give him a little hint, I guess.
Oh, wait a minute. We'll see. We got somebody coming in here.
Okay, we have several people saying that
they're not
looking.
Even talking to me.
Yeah, there's a couple people in channel looking. One's grumbling about being in the wrong instance still. Another is trying to get there from the starter area and so forth.
Okay, I'll give you guys a hint.
Give me a hint.
I'm in a building.
Oh, God.
Can't get much better than that, you know?
She's in a building.
So, anyway.
Somewhere in Hollywood. I don't like to say hello. I don't know if they're listening or not, but I'm going to say hello to Schnibbles.
Snibbles?
Schnibbles of the Knights of Freeport. Why? Because they're right in front of me and I like the name.
Schnibbles.
Schnibbles.
Of course,
guess what race Schnibbles is?
No, what?
Sounds like a Rotonga.
Yeah, it's a Rotonga. Rotonga with a red mask.
So they're a bruiser?
I want to say they're female. Looks female to me. Can't really tell what they're, they're kind of small up top there, so... Schnibbles.
That's a cute name.
Santania says that Schnibbles is the cutest tonga ever.
I like my kitty.
Schnibbles.
I haven't given it another name yet.
What is the default name?
Snowflake.
Snowball. Snowflake.
Snowball.
Huh. Is it something like that.
It's Snowflake. It's got a little collar on it. I think that's a collar. Yeah, little collar, or is it a little bow? Something like that. But it sits there and it'll go meow, and then it'll dig its claws in and and it looks like it's going to purr, and it sits down, and it's got the prettiest blue eyes.
Now, see, they should make something like that where it hops up on your shoulder.
You want a cat on your shoulder?
Actually, that happened to me once when I was a kid. I was riding my bike. God, I had to have been in, like, fifth grade, something like that. It was during summer vacation.
Aha!
I rode up. Did somebody find you?
Yes.
Who found you? Now, don't give up. She has six of these sets.
I'll be jumping instances for the next one.
Jumping instances.
Torin?
Torin from Moon Shadows.
Woods Runner from Moon Shadow.
Torin from Moon Shadows. Congratulations on your set. Please let us know what you actually get from the set. I have no idea. I have yet to do it.
Is that a chair I keep hearing squeak, or is that your cat?
Probably the chair. See, I do apologize to anyone listening who has come up and, you know, hailed me and said hi and stuff. Like I said, I do have to concentrate on what I'm doing. Otherwise, there's dead air. What did we see this weekend? We watched
Iron Man.
We saw Iron Man 2. Have you seen this yet, Mom?
Yes, I have.
Good movie. I liked it.
Yeah.
Did you stay and watch the...
the last little bit there? Yeah, yes.
Yeah, so stay after the credits. And, of course, they have a little sneak at the next movie that's coming out, and apparently it's Thor. I never really followed Thor, you know, in the comic series. Don't know what it's all about. Outside of the fact I know who Thor is. Outside of that, I really don't know what the comic series was about, so I'm not sure how they're going to have a Norse mythical god, you know, as a superhero. I've never really gotten that myself. But hey, why not?
I haven't followed them either, so I wouldn't know. I'm sure the hubby ogre would.
So congratulations, Torath. You're going to have to go look at them and turn them in and... I don't even know what the rewards are.
Well, that's what I was saying. I have no idea. Let us know what it is. Or if anyone in-game has already, in the channel that is, has already done the turn-ins, link the result there in channel so we can take a look at it. I'm sure we'll get it eventually.
These are shinies that are given out by guides.
Oh, okay. So they're not something you can go around finding on the ground.
No.
Well, I'm screwed then. All right. See, folks, my fame and my status gets me nothing. I don't get nothing. But we did get something. I'm going to announce right now. Go to kithacore.org. And we have announced a new contest. This is not the contest for having dinner with us at the fanfare. We've got to figure something else on that one. But go to kithacore.org. You can click on the link there for the Jethel Show contest. This is a comic contest. I'm sure some of you have seen these comics that are kind of stacked on top of each other. And people kind of fill in little funny chat bubbles and stuff like that. Well, by all means, we have a little scene there. A short conversation between Cheez-It and Dwarf, and then Jethel going, oh, God. So, and
open, or something.
Or something. Whatever you wish. There are open chat bubbles there. Fill in whatever you think they might be talking about. What could they be thinking? What are they talking about? What's going on? We don't know yet. We won't know until you tell us.
Oh, this is interesting, hon. I tried zoning into a house.
Huh?
I kicked a character select. I think people are busy. Ooh. In the housings.
Housing a little busy. But anyway.
Housing is a little busy tonight on AV.
So, you know, use Photoshop, use MS Paint, whatever you want to use. Fill in the chat bubbles. Make it funny. Make it funny. Make us groan. Make us laugh. it's fine. You know, submit it to contest at kithacore.org. We're going to run this for a month. Send this to contest at kithacore.org, or you can just reply to the post here, and we have a little thing there for people to be able to upload files. So respond, and the five, you know, we're going to have some judges, and the five best or funniest or memorable or whatever will get Prowler mounts. We have
dun, dun, dun.
We have Prowler mounts to give out.
We have Prowler five.
Five.
Count them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 5. Five Prowler mounts. But we have five Prowler mounts. How does it work? They get the code and then they can choose?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to give you the code if you win. You're going to choose. You can choose whichever one you want. Just, you know, go to kithacore.org, click the little thing there for contest, and fill in the chat bubbles. Make it funny. Make it memorable. And if we think, you know, if our panel of judges think it's funny, then the top five in the rankings will get a Prowler mount.
So people have a chance to... There's basically 10 Prowlers up for grabs. Five from EQ Tuesday.
And five
from Xanadi. We've stumped the Delmon. And then there's five from us.
Well, you know, there's more than that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's more than that. Yes, there is.
Go right ahead, Mom.
Stay tuned over at EQ2, EQTraders.com. Tomorrow I will announce a contest. I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet, but I will have a few to give away. And I will be giving those away later this week. But I will announce tomorrow how I'm going to work it. Kiara got me a couple of codes as well, so I will be giving some away.
All right. Mounts galore.
Mounts galore.
Now, I like these things. I actually foregoed my Chethel doesn't use mounts rule. And I got one. I am using the Fierce Sinister Prowler summoning drum. Odd.
Yeah, that's a Jeffel sort of color. It's not me, and I didn't like the fact that one drools green goo. But
I know
it's a Jeffel mount. It's definitely a Jeffel mount.
Is.
That one's supposed to be a sinister one, so I guess that's why it drools. I got a purple one, and it's a very good mount.
Why can't I use my mount? Use doesn't seem to be casting.
Are you already mounted?
No.
Hide mount? Well, no, because of the hide mount now. It's very easy.
Oh, is there a hide mount? Maybe I am already.
Well, it's not a slash command. It's in the options.
Oh, I see.
And you can set it to hide all mounts, or when you're in... combat, you can leave them up and see everybody's mount.
No.
Oh, that combat only bit. Oh, that made me dizzy.
Yeah.
Because it'll blip out when you start combat, then when you finish combat, it waits about 3 seconds and then it blips back in. It's like, okay, are you coming? Are you going? Are you somewhere in between? But that's one of the reasons why they gave the option for a full hide. And all it does is hide from your sight.
Gotcha.
So that, like, if there's a big mount blocking the broker or something, you can pretend it's not there.
Right.
It is okay. Still there, so forth.
All right. I see what it is. Since the update here, I had to reattune my summoning drum.
Oh, right, because didn't they change it so that it's heirloom now?
Right, it's now heirloom.
Yeah, and they're going to fix it again so it's not, it won't be attunable.
Tunable, yeah.
It'll just be heirloom. This way...
Yeah. You can pass it around your alts, yeah.
Right.
I remembered they said they were going to do that, so that's why you had to reapply yours, because it changed.
I was wondering why it wouldn't work. Like, why isn't it going? I have it. So, yeah, you have to attune it in your charm slot first, and then you can launch it from your backpacks if you want to. So I think you can. Let me get rid of this and try recasting it from my backpacks.
Okay, I'm in my new hidden spot. I am in instance of the Fang Sea, number 7.
Number 7.
And the only hint I'm going to give you is that I am with some Cold Dane defenders.
So she is in Fang Sea 7 near some Cold Dane defenders. Go find her and get yourself a set of collectibles. Collectibles.
Yeah. That should make it a little easier.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think while people are going to find you there, I think we're going to take a little bit of a break.
Okay.
I need a break myself. Just for a little while anyway. Ooh, someone's opening a druid portal. Does the new system work on the druid portals? Yes, it does. Just checking. I gotta check these things out. How else are you people supposed to know these things if I don't tell you? Okay, well, I suppose you can look for yourself. Where do you go for all the news that is the news across Norrath? EQ Tuesday. This is the Deathless Civil War Show. That's the tagline for my show. And I promote them at the same time, and I'm sure they promote me all they can.
Xanadine and Delmon, you better be promoting me.
You know what else I've noticed since I've been on the CPAP on?
It's your humor's back.
Well, not only is my humor back, yes, I'm definitely not as irritable.
But my voice is getting deeper again.
Oh, good.
So yeah, you're getting more sleep. You're getting more sleep, you're getting better sleep, and that'll definitely have an impact.
Yeah.
Glad it's working out so well.
It's just the only thing I don't like about it is I'm using what they call the nasal pillows.
Mm-hmm.
My nose hurts. Mm-hmm. I get up and I almost feel like, you know, when you have a really bad cold and you've been wiping your nose a lot, and you start getting raw. I feel like that almost every morning. And it's not that, you know, and it's not that I'm getting raw or anything like that. It's just there's been a lot of pressure applied from under the nose. So I'm like being pressed against the bone. I don't know what the bone in your nose is called, but septum.
But I know what you mean.
The septum. You know, this thing is basically shoving the flesh of my nose into my septum, and it kind of hurts. But other than that, I mean, you know, I haven't been getting up to go to the bathroom or anything like that. It's just, I'm liking it.
Good.
And so far he hasn't rolled over and went, you know, do that wheezy sound, do that, you know.
Oh, I know what the sound is like, trust me, I know too well.
Yeah, said, when I'm your father or something weird, you know, that's it.
And I made sure that when I got my, you know, the thing for my nasal pillows, that I have the gear that actually holds my mouth shut. Mm-hmm. Because I know I open my mouth when I sleep. And I'm telling you, you have, you know, this air being pumped up your nose, you can't talk. I open my mouth and all you hear is... as the air comes flying out of my mouth.
Okay. And it's a good thing you lay on your back.
Oh, I know. Well, I really can't. Well, I suppose I could. I'd have to get used to it, though, laying on my side. I was just going to say, that's the real drawback I'm having right now, is I do have sciatic nerve problems, and laying on my back like this, my right leg is starting to burn a bit. You know, you get that that feeling in your, you know, it's nerves, but you feel like your nerves are burning.
He doesn't know this, but when he's asleep and he's got that on, I take a little piece of tissue paper and hold it over by his ear and watch it flap in the breeze. It's out his ears.
Is that why Mario's been, you know, sleeping up on the pillows with us lately?
Yeah, he likes he's the catching breeze. The breeze coming out of your ears from that
gotcha.
Thing.
Gotcha.
Have you tried putting a bolster or something under your knees?
Nope.
See if that helps with the leg.
I've tried sleeping with a pillow under my knees, and so I just can't do it.
Cannibalize a pillow. Make it half that size. Half that width.
I will give it a shot sometime.
Yeah, just something small, something thin for just a slight bend. So that it's not cutting off a ton of circulation or anything like that, but it's giving just enough bend to give your sciatic the support that it needs.
All right, I'll give that a shot. We got plenty of small pillows around here.
Marianne? Mm-hmm. Am I saying that right? Marianne? From True North, the Bunny Snow Bunny Avenger has found me.
Yay! Congratulations. You'll have to let us know what your collection got you.
Pick a number between 1 and 6. Tariff took 3 last time.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go ahead and play some music while we take a little break here. Don't worry, I won't be playing the Den Mom song. That's what we're going to be ending with. We're going to end with the Den Mom song. But I'm going to be playing some of my older songs, actually. Oh, I don't want that. Yeah, I'm going to be playing some of the older songs that I haven't played in a while. So we're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back in like 10 minutes, and we'll see you then. Alrighty, back from the break. How do you get to the housing around here? Where is that?
It's all uphill.
Okay, so I'm heading uphill.
And everybody's chomping at the bits.
Chomping at the bit?
Yes, I'm in Fangor C4, and I'm riding on something.
Oh, Fangor C4, and now she's riding on something.
Not just my horse, either.
Oh, I wonder what it could be. Get off that barbarian. She's getting a piggyback ride. No, I haven't. Guardian, Berserker, Monk, I've yet to see the scout trainer. I'm sure he's around here somewhere. Bankers, city merchants. Ooh, anything new in the city merchants, I wonder. By the way, there was new ale. If you go to Hollis, there is now Gold Swill Ale. I don't see anything new in the city merchant. Then again, I'm not looking. What about her? What does she have?
Heels? I don't think she likes to be frisked that way, you know?
Yeah, who? What?
You're frisking that merchant. You're asking her what she had.
Hey, baby, what do you have? Oh, Lovell is saying it's her anniversary. A real-life wedding anniversary for Lovell, 19 years of not killing her husband. So congratulations to Lovell.
You know, this is not a very interesting ride. I just keep going back and forth.
I know.
Aha, uh-huh, I know where she is.
I don't.
Oh, yeah,
well, I spent a couple weeks on Test and Hallis, so I kind of lured my way around.
Ah.
Just a wee bit.
Find Elquin Jenna and get a collection set. Full collection set that you can't get anywhere else. I don't see anything real new on the city merchants. I could be wrong, but I don't see anything.
There's some new stuff on the faction merchant, though, up in the crafting area.
All right, I'll have to check that out. Crafting.
Some pretty cool stuff, too.
Area. I'm looking for
it. Yep, I've got pictures on my site.
I'm still looking for the crafting. Oh, the crafting area is down at the docks.
No, the crafting area is up in the housing, which is the Ravens of the North, is that right? Something like that. Anyway, the crafting is up with the housing. When you find one, you'll find the other.
All right, well, I will look around and find it here. Ooh, Purveyor.
Sampoo just dinged 51 Furrier.
Oh, well, congratulations to Sampoo. 51 Fury. Let's give him a ding here. Congratulations. Oh, and I'm seeing by my chat thing here, he actually bowed at me while I was still in the guild hall. Sorry about that. Completely missed you. Artifact Trader, not seeing anything new here. This is just basic sacks and rations. So nothing important
merchant,
there.
The trade skill faction merchant.
Yes, I'm looking.
Okay.
I'm looking.
And remember, guys, it's the Frostfang C4.
Frostfang C number 4.
C4, that sounds like...
Kaboom!
Yeah, explosive. And I'm just going back and forth.
Hollis is bigger than I thought.
It's quite big.
Remember.
It's good size.
Well, I don't need anything mended. An arm.
I ran all around, and I'm still missing about 4 discoveries. One of them is your place.
Whose place?
One of them is called... Hang on a second. Kitty just pouted me again.
Well, you can now buy titanium arrows at merchants.
One of them is Den Mom's Delve.
What?
What?
Del Mom's. D-E.
Demon's Dwell. Delve.
Demon's Dwell?
Demon's Delve. Oh, yes.
I need to change the font, or I need better eyeballs. I need to craft me up some better eyballs.
Yeah, I don't think that would... If they did name something after Den Mom, I don't think they would have named it Den Mom's. It would have been Naomi's.
That's true. So why didn't they name a place after you?
They've got enough names after me. I don't need anything more. I'm too infamous already.
So you have your
Valander found me.
Oh, Valander, there we go. Congratulations to Valander. Why are there rocks rolling around?
They're rock rolling, yes.
Yeah, there was.
It's rock and roll, baby. It's rock and roll.
Or instead of Rick rolling, they're rock rolling.
Oh God!
I'll tell you something interesting about the raft out here. You cannot target a person on it.
Oh no!
No.
Ooh, I found some.
I
bears.
Can't target Valander. We have to get off at the next stop.
Oh. Well, apparently I have found the newbie area.
So have I. Well, that's where I'm at now. So, we got to get off of here so I can target him. So, congratulations, Valander.
Let's see here. Now, I'm sorry, this begs for a song to be written. I'm on the beach with the Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone, level 5. They're rolling all around now. I don't know, I'll figure something out. I've been wanting to do a parody to that one for a while. Unfortunately, I can't find an instrumental without a without background. Yeah, because they're all going, you know, who is that? Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, something like that?
He picked number 4. Yeah, that's Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show.
Stunted roots. What is it with the rocks? What?
I don't know.
And there's something across the bay here. What's up there? There's an island out there. I did not know that. With a crashed ship, apparently. Ooh, a shiny. I wonder if it's a new shiny. Probably is.
Nope.
Shiny's on the beach. Nope, butterfly.
And off I go again.
Shiny's on the beach. That one's just out of reach.
Keeps up, I'll hit all the zones.
Excellent.
Excellent. You know, if I still have any left over after the night, we'll continue the game next week.
Sure, that's fine.
I'll just do as many as I can tonight.
Oh, God. Chet says that there is a named rock called the Crushinator.
Crushinator?
Of course, that's tribute to Futurama. Stand you, Bender. Get away from that Crushinator.
But, Paul, I love him.
We got to get whoever thought of the Rolling Rocks on the show and ask them what they were smoking at the time.
Wasn't that Domino?
Or no, Domino does trade skills.
No, she helped some with the New Hollis area.
Oh, she did.
Ninja did some. I'm not sure who did which what, though.
Hmm. Okay, guys, pick a number between 1 and 7. And you can't pick 1, 6, or 4.
Oh, I found Raven's Roost. Is that the place? Yeah.
Yes, it is. That's the housing area.
There we go.
Guys? 2, 3, 5, or 7?
2, 3, 5, or 7. You're talking to us, or?
Yes.
Oh,
pick a number.
5.
Can't okay,
that's
us,
where I'm going next. I'm going to Frostfang C5.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't tell people until you were there. That way they can't follow you. But that's just me. Okay, under slot 5, this would be the big house. Let's tour the house.
It is a house of great honor.
Yeah. Well. Oh, and they've opened up the tour. Before, when you, in the other housing, if you tour a house, you get it to yourself. There are several people in here.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that.
Yeah, this is kind of cool. Built-in bookshelf. Ooh, let's go downstairs and check it out.
A hearth that a halfling could fit in and easily.
Hmm. So what
are you
saying?
I felt like Cinderella taking a nap under one.
So what are you saying? Are you advocating the roasting of halflings?
No.
Dead mom betrays her own kind. No, we're just kidding. Oh, I do like this. And is there a citizenship quest?
Things have changed with this update. All you do is you walk up to the ambassador of your old home city, say you want to move. They say, which city do you want to move to? They say, fine, go, have fun.
Oh.
Give you a quest, you talk to the ambassador in the new one, as long as you're going within the same faction.
Excellent.
So in other words, if you're going good to good, it took less than 5 minutes. I went to Kinos Harbor, I talked to the ambassador there, he gave me the quest, ran over to New Hollis, talked to the ambassador there, boom, citizen. Done.
I like it. And I have to say, I'm wandering around here, and I have to say that they did a wonderful job. I don't think that one of the problems I ran up with the Gorwin housing is going to be an issue. I don't think the rooms are too big. In Gorwin, the rooms are so massive. It's like, God, what do you do with this? You know, well, a lot of people have figured it out, of course. But this one here, I don't think I'll have a problem actually decorating.
The new Hollis homes?
Yeah, the new Hollis homes. I would have to say they're a good size.
They're a little big for a halfling, but I'm working on a loft.
Yeah. And Jethel is actually very small for an elf. I have him on the smallest setting. But I think it's a good size.
Yeah.
I can work with this. So I will be switching to Hollis tonight. Definitely. I mean, I had already figured out I was going to, but I kind of wanted to see what they looked like first.
Mm-hmm. A couple of knees.
I probably will have to get an alt to get a house, because I don't want to lose my magical house. I know a lot of people say, well, you know, you can still, you know.
Ooh, guild hall. Let me check out the guild hall.
It's going to be the same.
It's Kinos.
Oh, it's the Kinos one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Yep. T1 Hall. Oh, well. I was kind of hoping for something new. But, you know. Oh, well. Actually, I think it would be kind of interesting if they implemented my idea for the guild halls. You know how your houses you can right-click and change the panels, the look of the panels mm-hmm. and the floor and stuff. I think it'd be interesting if you could do that in the guild halls. Not change the layout, but change the scheme.
It'd be nice.
It would. Matharius on the Antonia Bale server wants us all to check out the Knight of Valor Guild Hall. And would that be a T3 Guild Hall, maybe?
Hmm?
Oh, and Elkman, we were talking about having fire logs for the fireplaces.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Low Kick just linked them in the guild chat. Let me...
Well, I saw them over on Demo.
See how you are. Now, why can't I? It's not letting me link.
Linking is acting a little weird tonight.
Oh, okay. All right.
Drag the whole item down instead of the control click and so forth.
Gotcha.
Well, I'm out on an island that apparently has an instance on it or another zone, but you can't enter it yet. Let's see, there's a little...
There's a little instance that you go to via a couple of the newbie quest line.
Oh, that
you
must...
You can't enter it otherwise, yes. I know exactly where you are. Uh-huh.
Okay. And I'm in an area that's fairly safe, I think. Oh, swimming to be, you might get something undead following you up on the land, but where I'm standing right now, nothing should attack anybody.
Very well. I am now in the Knights of Valor Guild Hall. The Guild Hall is located in Hollis. Seems nicely done so far. I'm going to wander around here.
Has anybody ever... Is that... Look to the west.
I'm
there's
right outside.
There's a strange circular thing in the sky. I don't know quite what it is.
That bright light up in the sky?
No. This is like...
Okay. Well, the Knights of Valor Hall isn't done yet. But good start. They're off to a really good start. I'm going to go outside and see what the heck you're talking about. Look off to the what? The west?
West.
All right, let me go outside and take a look. Okay,
if you look to the west, there's a round circular thing, and it's not Lachlan, I don't think.
Is it
you can't tell. Yeah, it's a dark glob in the sky. Yeah,
glob,
which moon is it?
A glob in the sky.
Direct west.
Well, I can't see the sky from where I am. Hold on a minute. Let me find my way out of here. If I escape, will I go to the docks?
I think so. I haven't tried.
I can't see anything from here. I'm surrounded.
Well, if it's Lachlan, usually you see more of Lachlan. But this looks really strange.
You're at a different angle. You're much farther north and west if you look at the travel map than you're used to seeing it.
Huh.
Meanwhile, I'm going to sit in my new Hollis home and wait for sunset because these big bay windows that these homes have,
mm-hmm.
you get a gorgeous, gorgeous sunset at night.
I don't know if it's the instance or what, hun, but I've got cloud cover and it's daytime and I don't see.
Huh.
I can't see anything.
Yeah, my instance is cloudy too, but I'm going to wait for sunset.
I'm also out on one of the islands too.
Ah, so you have
less clouds, yeah.
Less cloud.
There's like three skeleton guys that show up here where I'm at and then they run off into the water. I can't kill them. They just show up and they run off. So I don't know what's going on.
They're being summoned and sent to attack, yes. There's some fun storylines there.
I'm definitely going to venture down and check this out. Yeah, they're back again, and then they run off and into the water.
They're sending over undead armies to attack the Kolding.
Oh.
Naughty.
Anybody
you're going to help
plague.
The Kolding.
Of course. So now everybody really should know where I'm at.
Only if they've played on test. Otherwise, it's hard to tell if they've gotten that far in the quest line.
Lyra is taking a guess and saying that you're in Everstorm. Of course, which is just south of Lava Frost.
I know. That was bad.
I mean, you got to be at least 12 to be out here. Looks like.
All right, now how do I get back to the Raven's Roost? I gotta check out Naomi. I gotta check out Dead Mom's house.
You can't. It's on test.
Oh, damn you!
And if you mean the other me that you might know about, I haven't actually bought my new Hollis house yet.
Oh, have you seen? Go ahead.
I just changed citizenship this afternoon, and then I had to get ready for this, so I haven't actually moved anything yet.
Yeah, I want a Hollis house, but I don't want to lose my magical house either.
So, have an alt. Yep. Summer home, winter home. Alt for each.
Mm-hmm.
They already do, but they're all storage units, I swear. I mean, I have one in the Fade Arc that is just for Frostfell stuff. It's nothing but a Frostfell house. Lyra would love it, but that's where I stuck all my extras and stuff.
Did you notice that little itty-bitty bit of the patch notes that I kind of forgot to put in my preview until as an addendum this afternoon?
Hmm?
What's that?
Those personal harvest depots. You get a second one made, put it in an alt house, put all your holiday harvestables in it.
Oh my goodness, so all next year
that all that Frostfell stuff, all the Brew Day, all the Bristlebane Day.
Oh, nice.
You can put them all in Harvest Depot. You can get rid of all those Frostfell bags that are taking up storage space somewhere. You can combine it all into one spot and listen to Lyra cackle about Frostfell once again.
I'm going to do that because I have, you know, I don't, for all the other events that we've got where you gather stuff to craft with, I'm really good at gathering stuff. I got plenty of material, but then I don't usually craft much because it's like, well, I will craft it when I need it.
Yes, you pack rat it, and then you forget which you've put the resources on.
Yes.
You run around for half an hour trying to find who has the love notes.
Well, that means I need to bump up my... I need to work on my tinkering a little bit. I think I'm like 5 points shy of making them. So that's definite. I've got to do
that. Otherwise, or you know somebody who can make them. You just need to have the rares.
Yeah, I want to make it my own.
You want to make it yourself. Yes, I understand.
You bet. I think tinkering.
Been there, done that.
Well, here's something I don't understand. How come you don't have some kind of Coldane language? I'm at the linguist now. They don't have anything new.
They're not a playable race, and they're not going to worry about it.
Well, the Coldane in EQ1 were not a playable race, but if I remember right, you had to learn Coldane, too. That was a language we learned, wasn't it?
I think they just spoke Dwarven. I don't remember. I had so many languages back in EQ, and sit there for hours teaching it from one account to the other, back and forth in a little language circle, this language, that language, mm-hmm. I had it all.
Well, nobody's coming out to find me yet, so maybe I should move.
Somebody was asking to verify that it was Frostfang 5. So it looks like Darth is still looking for you.
Oh, he's bound and determined to find me. That poor guy, he's jumped through a bunch of different zones looking for me.
He's still looking.
No. You can only find me once per session. You'll have to wait till next week.
Well, our time's almost up. It doesn't look like Kiara's going to make it.
Aww.
Maybe we can get her next week. I don't know. We shall see. We'll get her on this show one way or another.
Oh, it's always a fun time when you have her around. You'll have a blast when she finally manages to...
I don't think I've ever had
her the
on.
Time.
No, we've never been able to manage to get her on. I mean, you know.
Well, you know who I want on. I would love to get Domino on this show.
Good luck.
Although she told me once, you know, back when Brenlow was still around, that she would only talk if Brenlow made her.
Yeah, she's not big on speaking in front of people.
And of course, the one person that would, just be the icing on the cake. I will never get Smedley. I will never get Smedley on this show.
Would you believe I've never met him yet?
You're kidding.
This many years of running EQ sites and EQ2 sites, and I have never, ever met him.
Wow.
I've never exchanged two words with him.
We actually got to meet him and shake his hand, and Matt got a picture with him, and then...
And I saw him again
at Fanfare. I could actually say we had drinks together.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen him at a distance at the Fanfare, but he was always busy, and I guess everybody just assumed that I already knew him, and I never got to meet him.
Well, we're going to have to drag you two together at the Fanfare this year.
Okay.
Yeah, I came downstairs to the casino area last year, and there he was waiting for his wife and kids to come downstairs. And he shook his hand, and he's like, oh, you're the guy that sent me that song about me.
Oh, God.
And he didn't really say anything about it.
Uh-oh.
He didn't really say anything
about it.
I don't know. He's probably warned by his lawyers not to say too much. I want to get him on the show and just start asking him stuff, because I understand he has loose lips.
His handlers, they won't let you get near him.
So, Smedley, what's EQ3 going to be all about? And then he'll go on and on and on. And the lawyers and the PR people are going to be like, no! Who let him on the show? That's what I want.
Okay.
Exclusivity. So, again, for all your trade skill, information, guides, you have the fashion gallery and the house,
the furniture gallery,
the furniture gallery, and all that wonderful stuff. EQTraders.com, and you can click on the link for EQ2 Traders, or you can just go to EQ2.EQTraders.com.
The Den Mother.
Good night, everyone.
Well, we got a few more minutes.
Okay,
I just wanted to plug the hell out of your site.
Okay. Tell them to come check everything out tomorrow when I finally have the contest up, once I decide how I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, love giving away stuff.
I love giving away stuff, too. We have a box full of stuff here. We need to do more contests for. Matter of fact, we need to come up with a contest for someone to have dinner with us at Fanfare.
Ooh, yum.
Well, let's see. I'm hanging out at a place where there is quests. There's a mender here, a nice big fire. I'm talking to this guy.
Oh, now they're going to be able to just ask a guard where you are.
Well, that's fine. We're running out of time.
Folks. Go find her.
There's a provisioner and weapons supplier here. There's a nice big fire where I'm getting warm because it's been freezing cold out there. There's two big fires, really.
Well, of course it's freezing cold. You're in Hollis.
There's some quest givers here, too. So there you go. Frostfang C5. And I'm down with some quest givers. There's, let's see what's close to me. There's some frostbiters down for me. Oh, it seems like there's a lot of frostbiters around me. Two nice big fires where I'm getting warm again. You know, it's freezing cold out here. Oh, there's a blade out here.
Well, it's supposed to be freezing cold.
I'm just going to stand in the damn fire pit. Oh, that's so much better. Ow, ow, ow. Sorry.
Ow?
It was hot. I mean, I'm on a Rhyme horse, and it's got frozen feet, so he's fine out here. He's happy. But I'm cold. I want some Coldane furs.
What are you advocating the skinning of the Coldane?
No.
Oh, okay. Making sure. You never know with you. Okay, folks, that's the Death of Silverwing show for the 25th of May, 2010. Go find Elquin. She'll be giving hints for a little while longer in the chat channel.
This will be the last one of the night, so find me.
Last one. And then we will have more collection quest giveaway stuff next week. Remember to go to kithacore.org, click on the article there for the contest, fill in your funny chat bubble things there, a little banter between Dwarf and Cheez-It. We have 5 mounts to give away. 5 Prowler mounts to give away. We will give them away.
For those and of if you don't feel chuckle, it, no, go ahead.
But for those of you who make us chuckle.
Make us chuckle. And, you know, if you don't feel like you can come up with something funny, you can always go try and stump Delmon.
Yes, stump the Delmon. Which, you know, that isn't hard.
Oh, you sent a question to Xanadi at Xanadi at what?
EQTuesday.com.
There you go.
Xanadi, link your contact email in the chat channel. I know you're listening. Yeah, you can win it from them. And, of course, you can check out the contest at EQTraders.com tomorrow. So, mounts galore. We want to give away mounts. I like them, personally. I like them.
So, yeah. Den Mom's got her contest starting tomorrow, so check that one, too. And that's it.
And that's it for this week, folks. We'll see you next week. Jethel Silverwing Show. 3 years running. We haven't killed anyone yet. And now a treat for y'all. I'm going to be getting... Am I going to be playing our typical ending shtick, I found the original ending shtick. How we used to end the show. Way back. 100 million years ago. Thousands and thousands of years. No. And we'll see y'all next week. Den Mom, thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
All right, back to crafting with you. Okay, that'll wrap it up for another week's episode of Norath Tonight with Jethel Silverwing. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And I'm Cheez-It Nibblebun.
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. And our writers are a sack of expired Twinkies and a small rock.
Yeah, rock!
Join us every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 10 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Yeah, who am I kidding?
What? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, from Dwarf, Cheez-It, and me, Jethel Silverwing, your host, keep your arrows in your hair and your feet on the ground. Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheez-It Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, El Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.